The Australian Church's Refugee Task Force says it's concerned about the asylum seeker policies announced by both the Labor Party and Coalition, and is calling on both sides to adopt a more compassionate approach to refugees and asylum seekers. I spoke to Reverend Eleni Poulos, a minister of the Uniting Church in Australia and chair of the Australian Church's Refugee Task Force, and Misha Coleman, executive officer of the task force. Reverend Eleni explains what the task force means by a compassionate approach.
We believe very strongly that coming from a perspective of Christian values and the gospel, that we are called to reach out and care for people who come seeking our help.
This call for a compassionate approach to refugees is echoed by the 216 Christian entities represented by the task force, as well as Christian leaders in Australia. The Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, Glenn Davies, has urged the government to respect the dignity of asylum seekers. Internationally, Pope Francis has condemned the globalisation of indifference towards the plight of refugees.
Asylum seekers are amongst some of the most vulnerable people in the world, and over 90% of asylum seekers who come to Australia by boat have been granted refugee status. That means that they have come from situations of grave violence and torture, trauma. They may have seen, members of their family taken by governments and killed or in prison. So when people out of situations like that come to us to seek our help, then as a church and as churches, we believe that it's important that we reach out and welcome the stranger. The parable of the Good Samaritan is really obviously foundational for our response. Now, Australia is a multi-faith community, and the government governs for everyone. So in terms of what we would want to say to the government about their moral responsibility, it is that Australia is one of the most wealthiest, secure, stable countries in the world. And we actually see just a tiny, tiny minority of the world's asylum seekers who come to us. So we believe that Australia can and should be doing much more, that as a wealthy, stable country, it does have a moral responsibility to offer not the very least, but the very most.
Misha Coleman believes that the election has prompted both sides of government to toughen their asylum seeker policy.
I can't wait for this election to be over, because none of the policies announced in recent weeks, especially by either of the two old parties, are designed for a compassionate approach or response to asylum seekers. I think since the Tampa incident, there's been an understanding by the two old parties that there are votes in this type of fear-mongering, and that people can be persuaded to vote for a particular political party on the basis of how cruel they are around asylum seekers. And so I think since Tampa, we've had progressively more problematic approaches from the two old parties, and I'm very much looking forward to this election being over and hopefully to some, rational responses being reinstituted.
Under Labor's Papua New Guinea agreement, asylum seekers who arrive by boat are sent to Papua New Guinea for processing and resettlement. This policy has already come under fire from the UNHCR, that released a statement saying it was troubled by the current absence of adequate protection standards and safeguards for asylum seekers and refugees in Papua New Guinea.
I'm very conscious that in this debate, there's been a sort of demonisation of PNG, and which has been unhelpful for the way we as Australians see Papua New Guinea. Having said that, I have lived and worked in Papua New Guinea, and it is a desperately poor country. There is very, very high rates of malaria, infant mortality, maternal mortality, a very, very high rate of violence against women and girls. And it is a very impoverished nation, which is struggling to meet the demands of their, their own men, women and children.
One of the things that concerns me most about it is that what it says to other countries in our region is that, I'm sorry, we're Australia, we're closing the door on asylum seekers, and, we're you know, we're signing agreements with countries like PNG and Nauru, who have, you know, significant issues themselves, to take people that we refuse to take. Now, what that does, I think, is undermine our moral authority in the region.
The coalition responded with Operation Sovereign Borders, a military-led response that would reintroduce turning back the boats as a central tenet of their policy.
I think if you listen to what the Defence Forces have said about that, they say that it is extremely dangerous. In very dangerous seas, we're asking our servicemen and women you know, to respond to vulnerable people in very small boats on dangerous seas, and turn them back, and then leave them. So, you know, will we ever know if they get back? You know, what will happen to those people? That's if the boat, you know, if we don't have tragedy in the meantime. I think that we've had a very fair indication already from the Indonesian government that they're not interested in that. And I don't think it's practical, I don't think it's safe, and I think it's a very, very harsh policy, and it's a very hard thing to ask of our Defence Force personnel.
The debate surrounding asylum seekers makes it easy to lose sight of the fact that the international refugee crisis is a significant and growing one, with the number of forcibly displaced persons worldwide at 42.5 million.
People generally don't flee from their home countries unless they have no other option. It's not just scary and dangerous, but it's also a very sort of unknown quantity, and especially those people with children will very, very rarely flee just to, you know, in the hope of some better economic opportunity.
Life in many places is extremely violent and harsh, and so people will always make risky decisions in order to escape that. Secondly, when they get to places like Indonesia, if it was safe for them there, there would be no need to get on a boat. So the only sure way, I believe, of stopping the boats is to make it safe for people to stay where they are. And in order for that to happen, government policies need to shift from policies of punishment. So, you know, the moment we're punishing asylum seekers in order to send a message to the people smugglers, you know, I don't think that's a very moral approach either. But what we need to do is to move the focus away from punishment and towards protection, because it's once that people feel safe and secure, when they can see that they have a future for their family, you know, that's when they'll stay. If they're not safe, if they don't feel secure, they will keep moving.
I asked both Misha and Reverend Eleni to answer the question, what would a compassionate approach to asylum seeker policy look like?
The Church's task force believes that we should be investing money in protection, and that means protecting people in countries so that they don't have to flee in the first place, and protecting them wherever they end up.
You know, Australians are open and generous and compassionate people, and we see that in the concern that people have for the tragic deaths at sea. And I would encourage people to get to know more of the facts about asylum seekers, where people come from, what situations they're fleeing, and to make up their mind not based on the fear that we're going to be flooded by refugees or asylum seekers, but based on the fact that we are a wealthy, secure country and we can do much better than what we're doing now.